Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This is The Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the first T20 between India and England. We begin the action after Owen Morgan's side won the toss and elected to bowl. Your commentary team is Andrew McKenna, Darren Goff and Matt Pryor.
Adil Rashid's going to bowl the first over. A little bit of surprise in that one, boys.
Well, this is a turn-up. I mean, if Moeen Ali would have played, I would have said, yeah, I would have expected it. But going with the wrist spin of Adil Rashid, a bit of a surprise.
Well, Adil Rashid has been front and centre for England in T20 cricket, and he's got the new ball to have the first dibs. 51 wickets in T20 cricket, an average of 25.8 for Adil Rashid. We're on the final countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the cheer goes up because the umpire says, let's play. Shikhar Dhawan will take the first ball. Rashid is in over the wicket, and the left-hander is deep in his crease, pushing out on the offside. Sam Curran will field no run. And breathe, everyone. We're underway.
Well, he middled that one, didn't he?
You want a fast start. I mean, in 2020 cricket, it's so crucial. Fast start, and it is all about that first over. For Adil Rashid to go for two runs, just the two runs, that is outstanding. Well done, Adil. Job done. And now we have Jofra Archer at the other end.
Totally different approach. Going from the leg spin of Adil Rashid and the mystery of Adil Rashid to the pace and bounce of Jofra Archer.
Archer in, right arm over the little bit of width. It's dragged on by KL Rahul. Archer has the first wicket of the series. KL Rahul didn't quite get out to the pitch of that one. Inside edge onto the stumps. 2-for-1 India. 8 balls of the innings gone.
Yeah, KL Rahul, no footwork really. Was sort of, I think maybe he was waiting for the short ball. I don't know what was going on, but no footwork moving forward. Sort of just threw his bat out at the ball. It was pretty innocuous delivery outside, or some probably quite wide for an international 2020, really. But KL Rahul, as I say, doesn't move his feet. Tries to drive it through the covers. All he can do is get an inside edge back onto his stumps, and he has to go for one. India, 2-for-1. Here on TalkSport 2.
And it's a massive wicket, by the way, getting Rahul. We were just talking about what a fantastic player he is, and when he gets going, he's a delight to watch. But a great start to dismiss Rahul. But guess what? It brings probably, arguably, the greatest one-day player in the world at this moment in time to the crease, Virat Kohli.
Who needs 72 runs to become the first to make 3,000 in T20 international cricket? That's how good he is. By the way, he doesn't have 100. His best in this form of the game is 94 not out. So he's made all of those runs, but hasn't made it to three figures yet. Adil Rashid in his second over to bowl to Virat Kohli. The leg spinner is in. Kohli's given himself some room, but he's hit it straight to mid-off. And Chris Jordan takes the catch, and Virat Kohli can't believe it. India are 2 wickets down, halfway through the third over. They're 3-for-2. Virat Kohli goes for a duck. 5 balls for him, but Adil Rashid has another wicket as Virat Kohli picks out mid-off.
Well, it looks like the short ball from Jofra Archer really shook him up. He tried to whack the next ball over mid-on and clothed it, and then he gets down the end of Rashid, who's bowled really well and tight. It's a little bit short. He's clothed it after backing away to try and hit it over the offside, and he's clofted it straight to the safe hands of Chris Jordan. Coley, another duck. They just keep on coming for Virat Kohli against England. India, 3 for 2 here live and exclusive on TalkSport 2.
Archer turns, sets on his way for the fifth ball of the over. It's a reverse by Rishabh Pant of Jofra Archer. And does that go all the way for 6? It does. Man alive, this kid's incredible. That is 14 for 2.
That is absolutely ridiculous. What a shot this is. One thing doing it to Jimmy Anderson in a test match, a whole nother thing doing it to Jofra Archer, who's bowling quick, by the way. A few balls have bounced and hurried the batsman. This time, Pant, I mean, I'm pretty certain his eyes were shut when the ball hit the bat, but fair play to him. Gets down, turns the bat around in his hands and scoops it over Josh Butler, the wicketkeeper, and all it goes for 6 runs.
There's got to be easier ways to hit a 6, surely. I mean, talk about wanting to make it as hard as you possibly can. You're facing a bowler who's bowling at 90 plus and you're reversing it.
Final ball of the over then. Mark Wood around the wicket to Shikhar Dhawan. And that bowling! Huge swing across the line from Shikhar. He was aiming not into the leg side, over it and out of the stand. And he's bowled 4 from 12 deliveries. And this is dream start for England. India are 20 for 3 after 5 overs. Shikhar Dhawan, KL Rahul and Virat Kohli all dismissed. That one just trimmed the bales, but it's enough. And England have their third wicket.
Outstanding start from England, of course, and an outstanding start from Mark Wood. He's been fast, he's been accurate, and that really was a bit of a hack across the line from Shikhar Dhawan. Thuds into the top of middle. Shikhar Dhawan goes for 4 of 12 balls. India now 20 for 3. Great start from England here, live and exclusive on TalkSport 2.
Brilliant, brilliant, absolutely fantastic start. And it's just a team effort so far, isn't it? I mean, when you start off with Rashid, surprised us all, actually, Owen Morgan, by giving him the new ball. He got off to an absolute flyer. You get Jofra Archer then, gets obviously off to an absolute flyer, and the pressure just keeps on building. And now 3 wickets down for 20 runs. England in a great position here, Macca.
What a start it's been. Let's let Guy Swindles come in and join the fun as he takes over the ball by ball.
94.4, I've just heard Mark Wood has been up to so far. As he comes charging in again. And that is again pitched up. It's flicked off his legs, and such was the pace that Wood bowled. That went very fine indeed, and it's gone for 4. The first boundary from Shreyas. India's score goes to 28 for 3. Slightly leg stump Mark Wood, but the ball just flying off because he's bowling so quick.
The times that happens to a bowler. Matt, as a keeper, would know, it's like, just get out the over. You've bowled a fantastic over, and then you just go searching, and the amount of times it goes to a boundary, and then you look at your keeper, you look at the captain, and they're, you know, hands on hips, and they're like, why don't you just do exactly what you were doing? And you do sometimes. The amount of times I've seen it in commentating and also done myself, where you just bowled a fantastic over, and your last ball goes for a boundary.
As the light shines down on what has been a very good England performance at the moment, as Stokes in again, punched away, and this could go all the way. What a lovely shot that was. And signs now that Shreyas Iyer is beginning to get his eye in, and that one flew beautifully, punched off the back foot through the point region for 4.
That was like a Joe Root back punch, back foot punch. If you can imagine Joe Root when he's on top form and he plays that sort of back foot punch.
As we near that halfway mark in the Indian innings, there's some quite serious chatting going on the Indian bench, as they know that somehow they have to explode in the second half of the innings if they're to post England a really challenging total. Stokes at the back of his run now moves elegantly, and that's leg side, and it's flicked away straight to Johnny Bairstow. He can't believe what he's done, Shreyas Iyer. He was batting beautifully, and he's picked the worst ball of that over out to the cut deep, and Bairstow has taken a very decent catch. So at the halfway point, just what England needed, just what Stokes needed, and it's 48 for 4.
I It's like he was caught in two minds. It was like he's trying to lift it if he was trying to go for a six. And he's not quite got it as he would like to. He's hit it too well, but it's gone flat. And it's gone straight to Johnny Bairstow, who's in about 10, 15 yards on the deep square boundary. And he'd be disappointed because himself and Shersrai were just sort of rebuilding. As I said, they need to try and take it deep and try and sort of, between them, analyse what would be a good score or what, you know, to give our bowlers a bit of a chance. But, you know, a good wicket, you take them all, 48 for four, as Goffey was saying earlier when he was commentating, you know, you take wickets, it slows that run rate down and puts them under pressure. But it's a fantastic start for England, 48 for four here on TalkSport 2.
So it's advantage England at the halfway stage of the innings after a brilliant display of bowling from Jofra Archer, Adil Rashid and Mark Wood. A reminder, you can check out the Following On podcast every day from our top team from wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you watch our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, available after each day's play from the TalkSport YouTube channel. We rejoin the action shortly with India struggling at 48 for 4 from 11 overs.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first T20 match live from Ahmedabad.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the first T20 between India and England. After winning the toss, England elected to bowl and are firmly in control after 11 overs. India struggling at 48 for 4. We can rejoin the action now with your commentary team as Andrew McKenna and the former England wicketkeeper Matt Prior.
And I can see Adil Rashid has the ball back in his hands. Hardik Pandya is the new man at the crease. So two right-handers. Shreyas has 22 from 16. Hardik Pandya new to the crease. Matt Prior is going to be joining us again very shortly. In fact, he's back with us now. Matt, what have you made of this?
Well, it's incredible, isn't it? Incredible start from England. Incredible 10 overs from England. I'm looking forward to seeing how England bat on this wicket. I think there's a bit more in it than we can tell, obviously, looking at the screens. I think maybe it's slightly too paced. So what is a good score? That's what the Indian batsman, Shreyas now, and Hardik Pandya joining him, will have to have that conversation. So, right, we need to get a score on the board. There's no point keeping going, trying to chase 180. We're not going to get that. So can we get to 150, 160 and give ourselves a chance and get back in this game?
Remember, this Indian side have won... Well, they've lost only one of their last 12 T20 internationals. And that actually was their last outing against Australia in Sydney on December the 8th. But before that, they've been exceptionally good. Rashid, little bit of air. Swung it to the leg side. Owen Morgan almost takes a brilliant catch. Shreyas Iyer swung that away to mid-wicket. Owen Morgan went full length in the air, Superman style, and can't have been far away from getting his hand on that. India's 50 finally comes up. They are 50 for 4, but they were very nearly 5 down as we see a replay, and it was not far away from Owen Morgan's right hand.
Those are the ones you see the ECB social media team posting in training where they're practicing with the tennis balls and tennis rackets, the big diving catches. That was in real life, very close to Owen Morgan.
Plenty of dot balls, plenty of pressure being built up by the bowlers. Rashid goes in, bowls a leg break. It's played beautifully through the covers, and it's all the way for four. Shreyas Iyer has timed another one to perfection. 54 for four, and that is Shreyas Iyer's fourth boundary, and that might be the best of the lot.
Well, the thing I love about 2020 cricket is that you can have the shot that Rishabh Pant played off Jofra Archer, stepping across him and trying to reverse flick over the keeper's head. But still, there is a place for a shot like this. Shreyas Iyer, I mean, that is a top-quality cricket shot. One stride forwards, Adil Rashid slightly over pitch, but a classic cover drive, timed it beautifully.
Mark Wood in his final over of his four-over stint. Four overs maximum for any bowler if you are new to T20 cricket or are not sure. So it's minimum of five bowlers to be used during the 20 overs. And Mark Wood is on his way. It's edged down to third man. It was one of those that would have been straight in a test match to second slip.
But we don't have slips at this stage of a T20. And Sam Curran can't get round to cut that one off. And Shreyas Iyer goes to 38 from 29 balls faced. India 67 for 4.
Yeah, nothing you can do about this. Mark Wood bowling another fast delivery. Going a little bit fuller this time. Just outside. Probably middle and off, really. Shreyas Iyer. Oh, we're just watching a replay. And that's also just pop. I mean, I wouldn't say it's gone through the top. But it's certainly bounced more than you'd expect from that length.
72 for 4. Aaron Morgan just getting himself into position, having had a chat with Ben Stokes, and the Durham man is in. Right arm over, it's a slower ball. It's driven into the offside, driven up to Jofra Archer at mid-off. Single will be taken. Little bit of a fumble from Archer, but in truth, nothing he could do to stop the single being taken. Stokes in. It's a wide ball. That's on Austin. Harik Pandya has got underneath this one and launched it over long off for 6. There was just a little bit of room for Hardik Pandya to get up and underneath that one, and he did. It pings off the middle of the bat. It's 79 for 4.
He hits it miles, this bloke. Hardik Pandya, Ben Stokes, a leg cutter, I think it was, a little bit full, hardly any feet. Hardik Pandya, almost like a golf shot, probably a bit better than that, to be honest, and just throws his hands through the ball, picks up length, and when he gets it, it really stays here. I mean, that's 20 rows back. Fantastic shot from Hardik Pandya.
Statue of Liberty moves a feet more than Hardik Pandya did then. Stokes in. Short ball. Hardik Pandya's played a ramp shot as he's falling over onto his back, and he's got it down to third man for 4. Incredible. It came onto him, bounced up. He leant backwards, put the blade of the bat there to just caress it off, down on the offside. He ended up flat on his back in his batting crease, and he's got 6 and 4 in consecutive balls.
Well, there's the modern day cricketer right there. Even after he played that shot, which is totally opposite to the one he's played the ball before.
There's 17 balls left, Goffey. What are you going to be happy? What are you going to be happy with? What, 30 odd? 17 yeah. Balls?
125, 130, I think that's the target they would have had in mind after the start that England have had with the ball.
So Jofra Archer is in again, right arm over, and that's standard deliver, and he's delivered it straight to Jordan at mid-off. What a good catch. He made a difficult catch look easy, but Hardik Pandya, well, he's almost been sucker-punched into that, and he's gone for 19 from 21 deliveries and a second wicket from Jofra Archer.
Anytime the ball goes in the air near Chris Jordan, go back. He's not dropping anything. He's absolutely phenomenal in the field. He's caught some absolute blinders in his career, be it Sussex, Surrey, and with England. And Hardik Pandya, as you said, Archer just rolled his fingers over that slot of a cutter, slightly wide. Pandya on the back foot, tried to smash it over the top, didn't quite get the elevation. Went down to Chris Jordan, his left boot. He said it sort of swerved. He was a little bit surprised, but anything in the air near him, he's catching it.
Oh yeah, there was a little bit of swing, T. Bit of late swing as it goes towards the hands of Chris Jordan. But as we've seen over the years, this is why he's in this T20 side. He's got a bit of everything, hasn't he? He can bat, he can bowl. We've seen that, especially at the death. And he's also a fantastic athlete in the field. But that's a big wicket as well, Hardik Pandya. 19 of 21 deliveries. But we've seen so many times this kid in all forms of the game. If he's there at the end, anything's possible. He's got that helicopter shot that Dhoni made famous, but it's a wicket, it's another one. It can just slightly slow down this run rate that India have just upped in the last few overs. So it's 102 for 5.
Yeah, that was a much better period. The 50 partnership came up as well between those two. But the man you want to bring back to break partnerships has done exactly that, Jofra Archer. And promoted up the order somewhat. Shadul Thakur has come out to join Shreyas Iyer. Shreyas 57 not out, out of a total now of 102 for 5. Archer in again. Oh, and immediately on the attack, and it's a hat-trick. He'll be on now because Shadul has holed out. Very first ball. He took on the short delivery. He's picked out the man at deep mid-wicket. Archer's 2 for 2. India 102 for 6.
Well, that's good bowling actually from Jofra Archer. When a new batsman comes to the crease, that first delivery, doesn't have any idea what the pace of the wicket's going to be like. He's banged it into him. There's a man out there waiting for it. He's not quite caught it. He's bowling quite quickly, Jofra Archer. And it's hit the bottom of the bat. It's flown down to backward square leg. And it's 2-2 for Jofra Archer. He's on a hat-trick, 102 for 6, as Shardul Thakur goes for zilch.
Curran comes in again. Oh, and that's better. He's got hold of that. He's middled it, and he's bisected the two fielders. He swiveled, he struck, he smashed it for 4. Shreyas moves on to 64, 111 for 6.
Fantastic shot. As you said, you know, he's a talented young man. He's been in these situations before in IPL many, many times. And he's just dragged that down to Sam, sort of a cutter, and he's planted that well in front. The sort of mid-wicket, wide mid-wicket there, fantastic shot. And he's just given India a little bit of a chance here with this innings.
So 3 runs so far off this final over. There are 4 balls left, 117 for 6.
We almost changed for change sake a lot of it. I've watched some of the bowlers. Tim Bresnan was a fantastic Yorker bowler, you know, in his early years. And then suddenly he started playing for England and thought he had to bowl 6 different deliveries in an over. And he lost that skill of bowling the perfect Yorker as he went on. And if he could go back and play it again, and you asked him.
In comes Jordan. And that's a slower, bouncier delivery. Has the catch been taken? I think it has. It's a brilliant piece of fielding by Milan. And it is a wicket. Milan was so cool about it, catching it on the boundary. You weren't even sure he'd done it. Well, still not sure he's done it. Yeah, no, he's walking off now.
Yeah, that's fantastic cricket, actually, from David Milan. Trier stepped inside. He picked the right delivery. He helped it on its way. He thought he got
exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first T20 match live from Ahmedabad. Only on TalkSport 2.
Fantastic catch, and Jordan's absolutely delighted. Appreciated by his captain, Owen Morgan. And it's another big wicket because he could have easily finished with a few maximums, but 117 for 7 now. Shreyas Iyer goes for 67 of just 48 deliveries live here on TalkSport 2.
Right, it's slashed again, and this has gone safe. Just threw everything at it then, Aksar, and he got away with it. Big thick edge flew over backward point for 4. Slightly disgruntled looks on the England fielders as the score goes to 123 for 7 with 1 ball remaining.
Again, one of the things when you're bowling at the end, as talked earlier about, if you can go for 6, you've bowled an absolute worldie in that last over now. But even if you can go for 8 to 10 now, it's still a good over to finish the innings with the scores that people are racking up in T20 cricket, whether it be domestically or whether it be international. But obviously a little bit of luck there for Aksar Patel. A little bit late on it. And I think being late on it,
he didn't know where that was going, did he?
Get enough bat on it for it to go over short third man for 4.
He'll tell everyone he played it late and the tea later. As it is, in comes Jordan. The final ball, it's a full delivery. It's well stopped down to low to his right by Jofra Archer. They'll trot through for a single. And I can't remember what score Darren Goff said that India would get. I think it was 125, was it, Goffy?
Well, no, I think, yeah, so they need 125 to win. So
124 to 7.
Our one off. But yeah, listen, well bowled England. I think they were excellent in the field. We've been saying all along, I think Owen surprised us all, didn't he, by opening the bowling with Adil Rashid. I'd never seen him do it, actually. I can't remember him doing it. But he did it so well, taking the big wicket of Virat Kohli when he came in one down. But all round, I think it's been an excellent performance from England.
So India close on 124 for 7 after a strong bowling display from England. Jofra Archer looking particularly impressive on his return from injury, picking up 3 wickets. A reminder, you can check out the following on podcast every day from our top team from wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you watch our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, available after each day's play from the TalkSport YouTube channel. We rejoin the action shortly with England needing 124.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
5 runs to win.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first T20 match live from Ahmedabad.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the first T20 between India and England. England are in control of this T20 match at the halfway stage after a strong bowling display limited India to just 124 runs. We can rejoin the action now with England at the crease, chasing just 125 from 20 overs. Your commentary team is Guy Swindles, Darren Goff and Alex Tudor.
And a bit of pressure, chaps, on Jason Roy, just as John was saying. Hasn't possibly got the greatest record against spin in T20, scores runs for fun against seamers usually, but then with a T20 World Cup coming up in India later this year, he could do with some runs in this series.
And he's going to face Akshar Patel, who got most of his wickets during the test series with the one that went straight on. So I think Jason Roy, if it all comes straight on to him, will be all right, because he'll be able to hit through the line, as we've seen him do plenty of times for England and for Surrey, and will be okay. If he starts turning it away from Jason Roy, it might be a different matter.
Well, England setting out in pursuit then of the 125 they need for victory. Jason Roy and Jos Buttler. Akshar Patel, first delivery is played comfortably by Jason Roy, coming forward to mid on, no run. It's picked up by Handik Pandya.
I'll tell you what, a lot of the conversation from this one day side would have been around Akshar Patel after he bowled so well in the test series.
Akshar Patel a little bit shorter, and that's just dropped down into the leg side, and they can trot through for a simple single. And England are underway, and Jason Roy is underway, one not out. Jos Buttler will face his first ball. And it is going to be interesting, with several key bowlers missing, how India defend what is a low total T20 these days, particularly if either of these two batsmen get going. Akshar Patel, that's just punched away in to the offside. Virat Kohli does the fielding, no run. England remain on one after three deliveries, but both batsmen have faced and both have looked comfortable so far.
One thing they do have is time.
And he comes into ball, right arm over and straight forward, and it's very lucky, you feel, from Jason Roy there. I don't know quite what shot he was trying to play outside off stump, but he almost got a leading edge that just about beat the fielder. There are one or two bemused looking Indian fielders around as somehow it didn't land up in their hands. Roy survives, trots through for a couple, and it's two more for England.
Well, he run down, he tried to get to the pitch of it, he got nowhere near it, there was just a little bit of movement, but the bats are that good these days, you just get half a bat on it and it sailed over short extra cover and run away for two.
That really was extraordinary, and well, I suppose you make your own luck, but Jason Roy certainly made some then. Goffey described it brilliantly. He came down the pitch and never there, but got enough.
Just get bat and ball. I said the bats are that big.
The edges are that thick these days. Half a bat and it runs away, doesn't it?
England will take it, though. That was two more runs, so they're five without loss. Hardik Pandya was the man who looked so bemused by it all. Oh, and that's much better from Jason Roy. He's just latched onto that, smashed it, one bounce to deep mid-wicket. And that's the Jason Roy that we know and love. And he moves on to seven, and England move on to nine without loss.
Yeah, great show by Jason Roy. He actually didn't get... And we're sort of talking about what Darren talked about, how these bats are so good. He's got that nowhere near in the middle of the bat, sort of low portion of his bat bottom edge, and it flies down to deep square for four runs. Pressure on the bowler.
Well, it will be Yuzvendra Chahal who will bowl. And that's a decent looking shot from Jason Roy, and it's gone all the way over long on. He had to fetch it a bit from outside off stump, but he got enough of the bat on. Well, welcome to the game, Chahal. I'll just smash you over back over your head for six.
Yeah, he saw that full and he was always going to go up and over. You don't really have to give Jason Roy much of an invitation, but that little invitation there, see him park that for six, great shot.
And England race on to 16. Now, just to warn us, Yuzvendra Chahal has a best bowling figures in T20 of 6 for 25. I'm guessing you can guess who he took those bowling figures against. It was England. So England do know how dangerous this guy can be. But Jason Roy trying immediately to knock him out of his step. This time... Again, he looks to hit him, but doesn't quite middle it, and Chahal fields off his own bowling.
I tell you, the amazing thing about having a crowd in and having 67,000 in the ground, you can hardly hear Rishabh Pant. During the Test series, you could hear every single word. He's so lively behind the stump, so loud.
Chahal in again. Jason Roy waits for that and cuts it away, and it's an awful misfield at point. And it's gone straight through the legs of the fieldsman. I think it was Washington Sundar, and it has gone for four.
That's a shocker, isn't it? That's a shocker. When you do that, don't look at Virat. He's going to be fuming, isn't he? One thing he wants to do. But it happens. Bit of backspin. Oh, well, actually, that has some serious spin on it. The old adage of, obviously, you know, when you've played a little bit of cricket and he's backslapped it, you know that there's going to be some spin. How much, you don't know, but it did deviate quite badly there, D.
And there's another change. Aksar is back, and he has just been blasted by Butler back over his head. Oh, brilliant fielding. I think he saved the six, but he couldn't cling on, and that was just stunning. Butler cleared the ropes. The fielder running back managed to leap back over the boundary, get the ball back out, but he couldn't cling on for what would have been a ludicrous catch. Brilliant.
Well, you're listening on TalkSport and TalkSport 2, and what a time to tune in, because that is quite brilliant. Full stretch, diving backwards, and while he was just about to land on the floor, he threw it back. Great athlete there, great fielding from India, but England, 31 for none on TalkSport and TalkSport 2.
Oh, it's a swing and it's a shout for LB from Aksar. The crowd are interested, but I'm not sure that too many of the players are. They are having a little bit of a chat about it.
Panic stations. They didn't get it right, the reviews in the Test series.
Oh, and they're reviewing. And Kohli's gone for
they
it.
They had a shocker in the Test series.
And the wicketkeeper, I think Rishabh Pant was going, why do you do that? So, and now Virat Kohli's going, did I say review? I didn't mean to.
Like I said, the communication between India throughout the whole series, whether it be the Test series, now the T20, has been all over the shop.
Going back to Anantha on field. Anantha,
so there we go. It is not out as everybody except Virat Kohli thought, because the ball pitch mars outside.
If I were Virat Kohli, I'd just pass it over to someone else to make the decision, because he just hasn't got a clue. There's no communication between Rishabh Pant and Virat Kohli every single time.
Rishabh Pant was going, what did you do that for? As the next ball is punched away for four. What a lovely shot that was. And this time the diving Rahul, he'd saved a six earlier in the over. He couldn't stop that four. Butler gets his boundary eventually. And four more to the England score as they now begin to really put pressure on India. Remember, India were 20 for 3, eventually staggered to 124 for 7. And now England are 35 without losses. Butler goes big again. No one diving's going to save that, as that is deposited into the 67,000 strong crowd for six more. Butler goes 4-6. England go 41 without loss.
Well, this is good. Let's see what the real Akshar Patel's like. He's not bowling on these big turners in the Test series. Now bowling to two dynamic batsmen who love to come down the wicket and hit it as far as they possibly can. And Roy and Butler are tucking in here. Akshar Patel not for 15 of 1.5. Who would have thought that 2 weeks ago? England 41 for none off just 4.5 deliveries.
Akshar Patel, left arm around to Jason Roy. Jason Roy tries to play into the onside, gets in a bit of a tangle and it drops down at his feet and there's no run. Jason Roy has 24 from 16 balls faced. Josh Butler 26 from 21. Roy's coming down the pitch, hitting into the leg side, hitting over the leg side. That's another souvenir from somebody. Jason Roy has got another one, bang out of the screws of that bat. His second six. He goes to 30, England 56 without loss.
I mean, I know they are different teams, but this England team, this T20 England team, just looks so assured and so at home in these conditions. Jason Roy down the track, taking on Akshar Patel, backing himself all the way. That's another 82-metre hit. Carries the boundary by a long, long way.
What a start for England, to a 56 without loss. Jason Roy having a brilliant day with the bat, tees 30 not out and looking in brilliant touch. Reminder, you can check out the Following On podcast every day from our top team from wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you watch our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, available after each day's play from the TalkSport YouTube channel. We rejoin the action shortly with England closing in on their target of 125 runs.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first T20 match live from Ahmedabad.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the first T20 between India and England. England are coasting to victory here. They're currently 58 without loss after 8 overs, chasing 125. Jason Roy and Josh Butler both looking in good touch. Let's rejoin your commentary team now of Andrew McKenna and the former England wicketkeeper Matt Prior.
Single taken, Butler goes to 28, it's 59 without loss. Just not bowling those extra deliveries, giving away those free runs. As I was about to say, it all adds up, but in this case, of course, it's the opposite. It doesn't add up because you're not giving them anything for free.
Yeah, absolutely. So crucial in any form of the game, but particularly in the shortest form. No extras. It's crucial.
Jason Roy hammers this one into the onside. It's going to beat the man who was at mid-wicket as well. Wasn't out on the boundary all the way, but to be perfectly honest with you, even if he was, I don't think he'd have got there, because Jason Roy rocks back. Washington Sundar was really a spectator, and that has flown away through mid-wicket. It's another four to the England total. They're now 63 without loss.
Yeah, now that is an informed Jason Roy shot, without a shadow of a doubt. Just dropping a little bit short, not that much, but so quick on his feet, Roy, and punishes the ball onto the leg side, beating the man at deep mid-wicket.
England are halfway there, we're in the eighth over. They're a bit more now, because Jason Roy's taking the next ball up and over the mid-wicket fence, and another one into the spectators, the fourth six of the England innings, 69 without loss, and this is something quite spectacular from England. They are taking on India in their own back garden. They've rolled them out and kept them to 125, and England in reply are 69 without loss already.
Charles just stands there, sort of finger in his mouth, arms folded, thinking, what can I do here? Jason Roy has just gone down, slog sweep, gets all of it, another six for him. And England, as you say, Macca, they've taken the attack to this Indian team. From the minute Owen Morgan won the toss, they've done everything right so far.
1-4-6, this over has gone.
Jason Roy, 41 from 22 balls faced. And he is settling in once again. In goes Chahal. Roy swings into the leg side. This isn't going to be six. Will it be four? No, it won't. Washington Sundar will get around. And it will be two. Now, Washington Sundar did look a little bit like he was on ice skates there. So I wonder if the dew is definitely getting a little bit slippery for the outfielders there. He wasn't quite firm-footed. England 71 without loss. Now, Jason Roy, 890 runs from 38 T20 internationals before. So that's an average of only 23.4. Highest score of 78 with 550s, but the strike rate 144. Now this one's second, Josh Butler on the pad, and it's out LBW. Almost out of nowhere. Chahal sends it down there. It hits Butler on the pad. He's walked off. They're not even thinking about a review. But Jason Roy does actually walk across to have a quiet word, but there's no way Butler's interested. He knows that that one's absolutely dead. He walks off with 28 from 24 balls. And India have a huge breakthrough. That would have gone on and hit middle and leg. And the first wicket for England is down. 72 for one here on TalkSport 2.
Yeah, Josh Butler, such a shame because he looked so assured. He looked so calm in how he played. 28 runs from 24 balls. Just strides forward, plays a really orthodox forward defence. But Chahal, with a bit of drift, a bit of spin, beats his Josh Butler's defences, wraps him on the pad in front of all three. Didn't even look at his batting partner, Jason Roy, whether he was going to refer it. And off he goes. England now 72 for one from eight overs here on TalkSport 2.
Here comes David Milan. Had that incredible run of form at the back end of last year. The games down in South Africa, just played brilliantly. And he strides to the crease with England 72 for one, needing only 125 to win the game. Averages 53.4 in T20 international cricket, does David Milan. Hardik Pandya is in. It's a short ball. It's, I think, a slower ball short ball. Oh, and David Milan has played that with all the assurance of a man where he is in the rankings. And he just guides it off of his hip through very fine, fine leg. And it is away for four. He's played that beautifully.
Yeah, he has done it. It's a slow ball bouncer attempt from Pandya. Nearly does Milan for a bit of pace, but actually stops his shot really well up on one leg. His right knee up as he just paddle pulls the ball around the corner and beats fine leg on his left hand.
Jason Roy, 49 not out, and in the zone currently. It's Washington Sundar bowls. Oh, and that's a good delivery and a big LBW shout, and he's given. Now, will Jason Roy have a think about this? There's a slightly indeterminate shot from Jason Roy. I think Milan's probably delivering him some bad news. It did look pretty plumb. But on 49 not out, do England review? Yes, they do.
Yeah, odd shot from Jason Roy. Well, odd shot. He was just trying to turn it into the leg side for his single to get his 50, I think.
As a player review for LBW.
Now, our LBW guru and
delivery, move on to
Andrew McKenna, he thinks that there is a chance that Roy may get away with this, but it is umpire's call. Matt Pryor's finger is very much up.
Can I have front on?
I'm afraid I'm in the Pryor camp on this one.
Can I have a try chair, please?
I don't think he got an inside edge. No, he didn't.
Yeah, keep rolling. Flat line, keep rolling.
He gone. For me?
Yeah.
He gone.
Yeah, often in a situation like that, it has to be a shocker. He's not hit it, no inside edge.
No bat involved.
I suppose the argument was, did he get outside the line, the batsman?
Yeah, so that's his only hope, isn't it, if he's hit outside the line.
Pitching outside off.
But the impact is umpire's call, and then it's hitting middle. So, yes, it's another one of those that if he'd been given not out, he would have survived, but he was given out. And Jason Roy misses out on a half century that, to be perfectly frank, he deserved. Jason Roy is gone. The ball is now delivered. Bairstow goes on the back foot, punches it up to mid-on, no run. Darwin Milan, 12 not out. Bairstow waiting to get off the mark.
Pretty poor test series. What was it, the three ducks?
Three ducks in
three
four,
ducks in the series. So don't think for 1 minute, just because they've changed the colour of clothing, that he wouldn't have been thinking about that in this innings.
Johnny Bairstow then, Chahal in. Bairstow down, and Bairstow smashes him back over his head. Has he got enough on it? Yes, he has. As it goes over the fielder and it's six. And for the second time, Shahal has seen the first ball of his over smashed back over his head by the person who was facing him for the first time. For six, Jason Roy did it earlier and now Bairstow has done it to him too. Didn't get all of it, but he got enough.
They're just not going to allow Chahil to bowl. I think that's it's obviously a plan of those. They're just going to get after him because he is a very important bowler for this Indian side. And as I said, Virat Kohli does trust him, but they're just saying, right, we're just going to come after you. And that's what they've done so far.
In again, Chahal, and he's just smashed back over his head by Bairstow for another huge six. That is some shot by Bairstow. There was no mucking as far as that was concerned. And that's the second six in three balls from Bairstow against Chahal. And you're right, they're just not letting him settle at the moment. And this is really good batting by England. And a statement of intent at the beginning of a series to really lay down a marker against a man who's caused England problems before. Superb. And Bairstow carrying the baton on from Jason Roy at the moment. And this time it is a little bit wider. And Bairstow just about manages to reach it and punch it out. Deep cover fielder comes in and they trot through for a single at the end of the 13th over. It's 107 for two. England will require 18 from seven overs.
Just putting their marker down, aren't they, England? Just so you say, look, you know, we know this is a bowler that you back. We're going to get after him. And they're just sort of treating him with a little bit of disdain, to be fair. You know, Jason Roy going at him first and now Johnny Bairstow, you know, Matt had rightly said, you know, at the beginning that, you know, three ducks in a test in test matches. I know it's a different format, but it was still been playing in his mind and he's come out positive intent. And there's obviously a plan to get after Chahal. As I said, he's most probably one of India's banker bowlers.
And delighted that Darren Goff is back with us for the last knockings possibly of this one. As Washington Sundar comes into bowl and is smashed back for 4-1 bats by Johnny Bairstow, who I think, Goffey, has got his mojo back.
Well, it's good to see, actually, because Johnny Bairstow is such a terrific player and he looked shell-shocked in the Test series. I think his get-out-of-jail shot was going to be the sweep. And I think what we've seen so far, this is a totally different game, by the way, T20, he's hitting the ball down the ground. He's such a clean hitter of a cricket ball and he's decided he's going downtown.
And to see you through the final knockings of this one, Andrew McKen.
I was going to say, just quickly, Macca, can you remember Phil Tufnell when he, I think it was Dean Jones that were batting, and he made quite a few mistakes. Was that 1990 or, I can't remember the actual year. Where
sounds about right.
When he was just like, honestly, watching a comedy show, he kept throwing it at the ground, he were missing it, dropping catches. It was a brilliant clip of Phil Tufnell.
By the way, the clip that Chew's just mentioned, my favourite bit of that is when they go, I think, for the overthrows, is the batsman at the non-strikers, his pad's obviously loose and ends up slipping down his leg and he's having to limp because he can't bend his knee anymore. That's just ridiculous. Right, three needed anyway from 30 balls for England. And Washington Sundar's going to bowl right arm around and David Milan pushes down to long off for a single.
Of course he does.
123 for two. Of course he does indeed. Milan goes to 18, brings Bairstow back on strike. And this might be the shortest commentary stint in history, because I've got a feeling this may not last very long.
You got your match fee, like football, well, yeah, mate. You come on for the last 2 minutes.
Absolutely. Got my appearance fee in. Owen Morgan is sitting in the dugout, I'm sure, with a very broad grin on his face as Washington Sundar bowls. Johnny Bairstow turns through square leg. They take one. They think about the second. They won't take it. So scores are level. 124 for two against India's 124 for seven. We are two balls into the 16th over. India's biggest defeat in T20 cricket was a seven-wicket defeat. They are going to be losing this one by eight wickets if England don't lose another. Sundar around the wicket. Milan comes down the pitch, launches him back over his head and into the stand. He gets his red inker, but he gets it with a full six to finish with. David Milan finishes 24 not out and England win by eight wickets. They have hammered India in this first T20 international, the first of five. They have started in about the perfect way possible. Owen Morgan won the toss and decided that India would bat first. They were restricted to 124 for 7 from their 20 overs. It never looked likely to be enough, but when Jason Roy and Joss Butler got things going for England, it absolutely was not going to be enough. Roy made 49, Butler 28, and then added to that, Johnny Bairstow, 26 not out from 17 balls. David Milan, 24 not out from 20 balls. England have absolutely cantered this. They've won by 8 wickets with 27 balls to spare here on TalkSport 2.
What a statement from England. After being tormented by India in the Test Series, the T20 side are back and they're back with a big victory, live and exclusive here on TalkSport 2. A reminder, you can check out the following on podcast every day from our top team from wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you watch our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, available after each day's play from the TalkSport YouTube channel. And don't forget, every ball of England's tour of India is live here on TalkSport 2. Join us this Sunday for the second T20. Our coverage starts at 12:30.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first T20 match live from Ahmedabad.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.